Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Some more breaking news now in the last few minutes. King Charles' state visit to France has been postponed after those protests turned violent. There were hundreds of people arrested right across France last night. They're protesting about planned pension reform. And the king was due to visit Paris and Bordeaux. And Bordeaux is where the entrance to the town hall was set alight last night. So that visit by Britain's King Charles has been postponed. And as we heard at the start of the programme during my interview with the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, Gardaí have this morning confirmed that the disappearance of Annie McCarrick has been upgraded now to a murder investigation. Barry Cummins is security correspondent with RTE's Primetime, and he's been at that Garda press conference, and Barry joins me on the line. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So explain to us what's been said at that press conference this morning.
It was said by Detective Superintendent Eddie Carroll that the 30-year investigation into the disappearance of Annie McCarrick has been now being upgraded to a murder investigation, and that is the status of the case. And Annie's mum, Nancy, knows this. Eddie Carroll said that he and a colleague had travelled to New York recently, had met with Nancy McCarrick, and that this is part of the process. They going public with this information that 30 years after 26-year-old Annie disappeared, last seen living in Sandymount in County Dublin, that her case, her disappearance, is a murder investigation.
And did they say why they've made this decision?
I think they've been going over all of the original investigation file and carrying out various inquiries. And it's happened with other cases as well, with the Deirdre Jacob case, who is missing from County Kildare since 1998. Jojo Dollard missing from County Kildare also since 1995. Last seen there hitching a lift. That cases are reviewed, cold case reviews, and then certain things have to happen, like proof of life inquiries, to establish if somebody might be somewhere else. And that's sadly not the case with Deirdre or Jojo or Annie McCarrick. Now, there's no crime scene. There's no particular spot where a struggle might have happened or where there's any of that type of evidence. None that has been found so far. But based on all the investigations, all the inquiries, and a team of detectives who have been reviewing the case, that the Gardaí are satisfied that this is now to be investigated officially. And you might say it might be unofficially this has been happening with the seriousness of it and the fright that this has caused to so many people, principally Annie's family, mm-hmm. this had happened to her. But now officially, and what that brings, Claire, is the team of detectives that they can now go and re-interview people. They're issuing a fresh appeal for information and they can probe who the suspects might be. And this is an appeal to everybody, in a sense, today. And Gardaí have issued this appeal for people not to assume that the Gardaí know everything or know things, and not to say, well, something mightn't be useful or we're just wasting the guard's time. Eddie Carroll is saying, no, make the call. Let Gardaí assess whether or not it's relevant. And they do believe that 30 years on, there are still people out there who either know what happened to Annie or strongly suspect who might be responsible.
And you told us there earlier that Annie McCarrick lived in Sandymount in Dublin, but on the day she was last seen, she made a trip to Wicklow.
Yeah, and this is what's interesting today is the phraseology. And we're not doubting that that trip to Wicklow happened. But what Gardaí are saying is they're talking about confirmed sightings. So they're being very specific. The last confirmed sighting of Annie was in the AIB in Sandymount at 11 o'clock that Friday morning. And the last confirmed activity by Annie, in a sense, was doing the shopping in the nearby shop 2 minutes later, because there was a receipt for shopping left in a bag in her apartment that day, showing that she'd gone from the bank to the shop back to the apartment. Now, we do know that later on there are reports of her running for the 18 bus, getting the bus, getting off in Ranelagh, a reported sighting, jumping on the 44 bus, which was heading for Enniskerry. And somebody who would have known Annie said that they had seen her get on the bus. So we assume that she went to Enniskerry. But Gardaí are describing those as reported sightings. So there's confirmed sightings and reported sightings. So I think we're seeing Gardaí keeping their minds very open. While she may well and quite likely did head to Wicklow, they're starting in Sandymount, I think, and working from there. I should say as well that it's quite a detailed appeal, and they refer to Annie's brown leather bag that she carried that day. And that is a durable item that may well, 30 years later, have value to the Gardaí if they can locate where that is. So they're obviously searching for Annie, but any other trace of Annie McCarrick.
Barry, thank you very much for bringing us that information. Barry's at that press conference where Gardaí have announced that they've upgraded the investigation into Annie McCarrick's disappearance to a murder investigation. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.